Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. You may have heard about the orca whale in Northwest waters grieving for her child. She's been carrying her dead calf on her back for more than a week now. Should humans follow that whale, help her, leave her alone? We're going to get the latest from a researcher who's out on a boat in the Georgia Strait right now. That's coming up in just a few minutes. First, our top story today, the Seattle Mariners just lost one, and I'm not talking about last night's game. There's a proposal to spend King County tax money on the Mariners Stadium, up to $190 million, and one of the sponsors just dropped her support. County Councilor Jean Cole Wells joins us now. Welcome, Councilor.
Hi, good morning.
You had co-sponsored a plan to spend up to $190 million on Safeco Field Stadium upkeep. Now you want to drastically reduce that number and instead spend the money on affordable housing. What made you switch?
Well, it's a very complicated item. But we have before us a plan that the executive, County Council Executive Dow Constantine, transmitted to the council that would provide a path forward for spending taxpayer funds on the arts and culture, on affordable housing and plans for homelessness, as well as for tourism promotion. And part of that was to include about $179 to $190 million for maintenance and upkeep of Safeco Field, a publicly owned facility. I thought that sounded good. 37.5% to housing and 37.5% to arts and culture. The catch is, though, we have a real crisis on our hands now. I really listen to people. I listen to constituents. I listen to groups all over the county and the region. And we have a crisis that's been announced. We all know it, and I think we need to put more money into that. The state law allows for putting 37.5% minimum. It could be more into housing. And so I'm saying let's shift it a bit, still leaving funds for tourism, still leaving funds for Safeco Field maintenance, not enhancements. And I think this is a good balanced plan.
What did you learn about our affordable housing situation that you didn't know when you were talking about $180, $190 million for Safeco Field?
It's like a giant puzzle. And for me, investing in a public stadium maintenance is a good thing to do, but I don't think we need to do it at the level that the Mariners want. We get revenue from people attending Mariners games and staying at hotels and shopping in stores and eating in restaurants. We also need to put more money into tourism, but we have a crisis on our hands, and I concluded that we need to put more money into the housing category.
The Mariners agreed to stay in Seattle in part in return for basic stadium maintenance. As you said, it's a publicly owned field. The King County Executive Dow Constantine told me that is what the $190-ish million would pay for, is that maintenance.
Just for the basic systems, not for the amenities that have been bandied about.
Not for luxury boxes.
Not for luxury boxes or brew pubs or anything like that. For steel and air conditioning and wiring and plumbing, that sort of thing that a normal landlord would need to maintain in their building.
So, Councilor, when you talk now about much less money, $25 million, are you proposing giving the Mariners less than the county promised?
Well, it's not a promise. It's up to the county council. The county executive proposes. We actually vote and have that in place. So what we're doing is saying, no, I think it's fine to put in money for maintenance. But looking at the list submitted by the Mariners had some enhancements. And that, I think, they can come up with the money themselves.
What was an enhancement that wasn't just maintenance? What was an enhancement?
Such as new club boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means luxury suites or not. That is the type of example. And we had our council staff scrutinize the list, and it came to $24 million for really needed maintenance items. And I agree completely with the executive on that. But the other items beyond $24 million were ones, such as I said, to enhance, to increase, which I would like to have, believe me. But we have an obligation to our taxpayers now to address the homelessness and the too costly housing where it's forcing people out.
Well, how would this money go to address the affordable housing situation or the homeless situation? Specifically, what would the money go to?
So that will be determined, but the general categories that's allowed in state law and as County Executive Constantine transmitted to us would go for workforce housing, transit-oriented developments so that there could be affordable housing placed at transit centers, which would be very helpful, and for programs to address keeping youth out of homelessness.
This is County Councilor Jean Cole Wells. Why give the Baroners any of this hotel motel tax money? Why not tell them the county's done giving public money to sports teams?
Well, I was an enthusiastic supporter of the Mariners stadium when I was in the state Senate, and I believe there's a really terrific economic impact, both directly as well as indirectly, by having the Mariners here, by having the Seahawks here. The revenue that comes into the state, to the county, to the city, directly but as well as indirectly, when people come here and they spend money on restaurants and hotels and so forth. So it's a good investment, and it helps enrich our culture. I think the Mariners are great. I think the Seahawks are great. I think the Seattle Storm is great. And we all benefit from that. And so many people love going to the games.
Okay, Counselor,
I want to make sure that continues, too.
Just a couple more questions. You drafted a new sexual harassment policy for the King County Council. And I wonder, does your decision have anything to do with the Seattle Times investigation that found three Mariners executives accused of inappropriate workplace behavior, including three settlements with women?
I'm very disturbed by all the reports that are coming out with the Me Too movement. Part of my rationale and intention on the new ordinance for requiring that there be policies, anti-harassment discrimination policies, including on sexual harassment, but not totally, is for the betterment of all of our King County workforce and, as a result, everybody around here. That was not a factor in my decision yesterday to pull the plug on my being a sponsor and to come up with, I think it's a really rational, strong option to use in coming up with an agreement by the King County Council.
Okay.
It's very disappointing. I'll put it that way.
Counselor,
very disappointing.
Back to the Mariners then. They have said they're not threatening to leave Seattle, but they also said they won't sign a new lease on Safeco Field if the county doesn't spend enough on upkeep. Is there any chance the Mariners would leave town over this?
I can't see it, and I certainly do not want that to happen. Okay. And I will fight to make sure that doesn't happen, but I don't believe it will. And if we really look at what are necessary maintenance needs, we should help fund those. We definitely should. I look at the list, and our council staff analyze the list, and we see $24 million for the absolute essentials.
Okay.
Now, the bottom line is this is not over yet. The next public hearing on this will be August 29th,
mm-hmm.
and we will have opportunities to hear more from the public. We won't vote on it then. It'll go to the full council, and a vote will be in September, so we can come up with the best plan. Mine is an option, and I'm willing to negotiate with other council members.
Okay.
And the executive.
Negotiations to come, and as you said,
yes.
Another public hearing 4 weeks from now, Wednesday, August 29th. King County
okay.
Council Member Jean Cole
Great.
Wells, thank you for
thank
this.
Thank you very much.
And finally, if the baseball season ended today, just a little update, the Mariners would be in the playoffs as a wild card team. They're clinging to a little one-game lead over the Oakland A's. Back in a moment.